actually a great crowd today, and I think I was excited for, you know, our players. I was excited for our fans, you know, to come out there today, and it was a you know, I told the players afterwards. I mean, we felt good during the week. We felt, you know, very confident. You know, just knowing that we had to go out there and perform. I thought that all three phases kind of complemented each other at times. You know what I'm saying, during the game, which I think you have to do to win games late in the season in December. I also told the players that, you know, hey, listen, this is the first game of the fourth quarter. You know, let's not get distracted with any noise on the outside. Let's, you know, get ready. We got an division opponent next week, and we've got to get ready to play again. And, you know, obviously the season's, you know, not over. And like the same thing, we're not going to get too high. We're not going to get too low. We're going to work our butts off and see if we can get ourselves ready for next week.
How personal did your offense play turnover free?
You know what? Against a good, yeah. I mean, they've done a good job over a course of time of really creating turnovers. I thought that, you know, it wasn't just that we just had Pat, you know, back in the lineup. You know, obviously Pat was back in the lineup, but you know, I thought that, you know, we ran the ball well, which is a credit to the guys up front, the tight ends, the running backs, did a nice job. I thought that we had a pretty clean pocket, you know what I'm saying, throughout the game. And you know, everyone knows they have an excellent pass rush. I thought our young receivers kind of stepped up. I mean, they made some big plays out there along with, you know, Marquise Lee. So that was really good to see. Those guys have really been working hard, you know what I'm saying, to make plays like that on Sunday. You know, that stuff just doesn't occur. You know, they're talented individuals, but, you know, you got to work extremely hard against, you know, good defense. So I thought, you know, from that standpoint, it felt very comfortable, you know, when we can run the football and, you know, we can have a clean pocket. Blake had another really good game, you know, so excited about, you know, putting those things back to back. And, you know, defensively, we gave up four big plays. You know, a couple of runs, but the four big plays. And that's what a guy like, you know, Russell Wilson can do to you. I mean, he's a, you know, I said it during the week, he'd have my vote, you know. I think he's an outstanding player. He can, you know, keep the plays going, you know, which he did, and throw it down the field. And they got good skill players, and they can make plays, and they did it. They got special teams, you know. It was unfortunate, you know, Corey had the fumble. You know, but then Mick picks one up and takes it down to the one, and that's what I mean about, you know, complimentary stuff like that. You know, in doing that, so that was a good play. And I thought that the end of the third quarter into the fourth quarter, we had that good drive coming out. I thought that was a key drive. You know, obviously you're going to look at the end of the game now, but I thought, you know, for us to get that ball out of there at the minus two, you know, because defensively we were able to cause turnovers, you know, which is important for our team. But I thought, you know, when we get the turnovers and we can move the ball, one of the turnovers we've scored a touchdown with, but moving the football is important.
At the end of the game, did your guys show some composure to not get ejected like some other guys did?
Well, I mean, you know, we talk about that, you know, weekly. It's not just to a certain opponent, you know. We talk about, you know, making sure that the decisions we make on the field, you know what I'm saying, are team decisions. You know, no matter what we feel or what we do, we want to do what's best for the team. So, you know, emotions run high in games, you know, across the NFL. So we try to make sure that our players understand that as they go.
Doug, how have you helped turn Blake around? You were here as offensive line coach, but what he's done even in those last two games when he took over last year and this year, what's the key? What's the difference in him do you see?
Probably a little bit of stability, you know. He has, you know, Nate was here, you know, prior to that, and was his coach. And then Nate became the coordinator, you know, at a certain time, you know, last year. And then having the whole off season and feeling real comfortable, you know, with the situation, what we're doing. I think that Scott Milanovich helps too. You know what I'm saying? We hired Scott to be the quarterback coach. You know, I think for that support in that room, you know, and the guy that you don't talk about a lot that does a good job for him too is Chad. You know, I mean, you know, that's something that kind of probably gets missed in the whole thing. And then you got to give a lot of credit to Blake. You know, a lot of times, you know, I've said this before that, you know, it's that position, it's hard at times, you know, because, you know, when you get a lot of blame, some of it's deserved and some of it's not, you know. But, you know, to be able to come back and work hard and do those things, but it's still not, you know, it's the book's not ended yet, you know. So it's we're excited about where we are, but like I said, in this league, and I've said it many times in the press conferences, you know, or during the week, you know, when you guys are around, is that you got to prove it every Sunday, you know, and that's one thing that we have to do as a team. You know, every Sunday we have to go out there and play to win.
Sorry. Can you talk about the two wide receivers, the two rookie wide receivers, yeah. Cole and Westbrook, and especially Westbrook since he's come off IR, his contribution?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you see it, obviously, you know, it's the stuff that we expected today. I mean, there was some tough catches, you know, contested balls that he was able to make. I give him credit because, you know, when you're placed on that, you're not practicing, you know, so people kind of lose sight of that a little bit. You know, here's this young kid who was practicing, and then now all of a sudden he's not practicing for a long period of time. You know, how do you get him caught up as far as, you know, the timing with the quarterback and in-game timing and things of that nature? So, you know, he has done a very good job, you know what I'm saying, working his butt off to do that. Cole, you know, has been around all year, you know, and he's, you know, really trying to work and managing his body and managing how he feels and things of that nature. He was an undrafted, you know, free agent from Kentucky Wesleyan, you know, and, you know, he's done a very good job. And, you know, I think he's starting to come along and make some plays for us, which, you know, which we need.
Biggest crowd of the year. Could you feel it out there?
Absolutely. I thought the crowd was outstanding. I know that our players were fired up for it. And, you know, like I said before, we just try to go out there and you know, earn the respect of our fans. They're great, and you know, we know we have to perform well, and you know, we got to keep doing that. You know,
they cut it to six, get the ball back. Was it a couple of anxious moments there for you?
No, hell yeah! Hell yeah! There's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you're thinking, shoot. I mean, you know, first you're thinking, okay, how many drives, and less than 7 minutes do they have? You know, what's the average drives in that range with the three timeouts? And then all of a sudden, boom, it's a touchdown. Now you're so, we're playing. You know, and I went over to the office, and I thought we were playing well. I said, hey, listen, we're going to go play. Let's go play football. You know what I'm saying? Let's go win this game. You know, and then, you know, they went out there, and then, you know, we took up some clock, and then we wound up getting the ball back. And then, you know, at the end, you know, that's a big run, you know. Stop the game, and you take the ball away from a guy that, you know, is the best quarterback in the league in the fourth quarter.
Doug, you said the book for this team isn't over yet. What do you want the team to focus on to finish out the season?
Well, I don't want them to focus on the end. I want them to focus probably, for me, what I usually talk to the team about is, you know, Wednesday we'll come in here, we'll put this game to bed quickly, and then our focus will be on our next opponent, you know, and that's and what we have to do that day, you know, to make sure that we can perform on Sunday. And that's been what we've been doing all year. It really has. That hasn't changed.
With your headset on, you got a lot of things going on, and it's only the first game of the fourth quarter, as you like to say. Do you pay attention at all to when they plaster a final score that says Arizona beats Tennessee? Is that?
No, I don't. I mean, my experience been in this league is that, you know, those ups and downs, the season's not over. When the season's over and you're there, then, hey, okay, good. Okay, here we go. Next chapter in the world of the NFL, you know, playoffs. So I don't really get into that. The only thing I looked up and saw was, like, there were people in a pool. I was like, holy cow. Because I was thinking, I don't think those pools are heated. I swear. I mean, not during the game, guys. I mean, I'm not during the game, but, like before the game, I'm looking up there and, you know, I kind of look around and I'm like, oh my God, there are people in the pool.
You talked about Wilson and what you were going up against. I mean, you hit him in the mouth with three interceptions today, but he also hit you with two bombs in this game. Talk about the uniqueness of having game plan against a Russell Wilson. Because I know you talked about it during the week, but was it what you saw all along or seen from him? And
yeah, dangerous. I mean, shoot. I mean, you know, you go out there, it doesn't take, everyone knows. I mean, he can make all the throws. He can extend plays. He can run for first downs. He can get up. He can avoid sacks. I mean, you know, it's like a combination of a lot of different guys that I've gone against in my experience, and, you know, put into one. And he's an outstanding competitor. He really is. And I think it showed today. And you know, we came up on top, which is good. Why don't you guys write your stories, get out of here, and go relax and go party.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, thanks. Sure. Appreciate it.